Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, October 6, 2014. Simon says rain for the Tucson area Wednesday. One-time hurricane, now down to tropical storm Simon, soon to be a tropical depression, pretty much over Baja, kind of heading this way. So the last report I saw, maybe a half an inch to an inch of rain for the Tucson area by midweek. We are live here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We are here 12:04 to 1 each weekday. We always get things rolling on the Mondays with our Monday political face-off with our team of commentators, who I will introduce very shortly. 12:30 past the hour, we have our monthly visit with General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the United States Army. Buckmaster Live Line for you, 790-2040, and our Facebook page, easy to find, my name. You can get you there with Bill Buckmaster. And every Monday we do the face-off. Today, Bruce Ash, seated to the right of me. Bruce is in his third four-year term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Jeff Rogers, Tucson attorney and former chairman of the Democratic Party in Pima County. Jeff served 8 years?
Well, 8 years as a vice chair and a chair.
There you go. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and the gang specialize in custom frame mirrors, which they have been nice enough to do for my home. They do a great job. Art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Bruce, how are you today?
Dandy, and I'm waiting for Simon to come. I planted a bunch of wildflower seeds over the weekend, and that's just exactly the thing that you want when you plant your wildflowers.
And Jeff, how are you and the horses?
Well, I got a ride in on Saturday, and on Sunday I had a lot of work to do around one of my rental houses, so I had to just turn the horse loose for a few minutes.
You've been into horses for years. I saw on your Throwback Thursday on the Facebook, there's some pictures of you as a younger man with a horse. I mean, so...
Yes, I've had them for probably about 35 years now.
Got to talk a little bit about the Wildcats, being, as you both of you know, I'm a huge college football fan and grew up in the Midwest going to Northwestern games. Northwestern won a big Wisconsin victory over the weekend. But Arizona being the first college team to go from not being ranked to number 10, unbelievable.
Well, they had an unbelievable couple of weeks. I mean, the stars have certainly aligned for them, and you know, a lot of you know, balls have fallen into their lap that might not have otherwise. In some of our previous years, we were just talking about how, you know, the bounces seem to go the other way.
Oh yeah,
you mentioned the one about the bounce off the foot
in
of a player
Cal, that up at Cal
cost us a Rose Bowl
chance. It did.
So maybe luck is on our side right now, and I do like Rich Rod's system. I like this hurry up offense that he plays. I think our defense is still a little suspect, but that's just because the cupboard was so bare when he got here. He's doing the best he can to fill it up, but I think we're going to have a fun season, even if we pick up some losses here and there. It's fun to watch.
And from Bruce Ash, a guy who was selling peanuts as a young boy at Arizona Stadium, this has got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, they're a fun team to watch. We've watched or been at all the games so far, and boy, being a 24-point underdog against Oregon and then winning that game the way we did, it's an exciting thing. You know, that's why I love college sports, is because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And there's lots of raw emotion and you know, team pride and all. So I'll be there wearing my colors on Saturday night with my wife and enjoying the game.
Yeah, legitimate sellout. I think there might be 100 seats left for the game. And, of course, there are other services that do folks sell third-party-wise through StubHub and places like that. So if you really want to go to the game, I'm sure you will be able to. The Supreme Court, Jeff and Bruce, ruling, well, actually – refused to get involved in the national debate over same-sex marriage, leaving intact lower court rulings that will legalize the practice in 11 additional states. And that number, Jeff, could expand to 35, including Arizona, if the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denies bans in Idaho and Nevada.
Right, and I fully suspect they will. They telegraphed what they're going to do here. I mean, basically, they've turned down any of the appeals of the decisions in other circuits, which basically said that it was a right to have marriage equality. And so I think they've telegraphed where they're going with this. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg kind of hinted at this a few weeks ago when she was interviewed. She said, well, why should we get into it? There's no circuit split. And that's one of the traditional reasons that the Supreme Court will take up a case, is if you have a circuit split. Now, there could be a circuit split from the Sixth Circuit, which is in Cincinnati and governs Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and a couple of other states. And they had a hearing on this a couple of weeks ago, and there was one person who was particularly hostile to the challengers, and the challengers being those who are challenging gay marriage bans. And there was one that was very friendly to them, and then there was one kind of in the middle who, if you listen to the oral arguments, appeared that he was kind of going to vote with the other person who's against marriage equality. And so if that happens in that circuit, then we would have a circuit split, and probably the Supreme Court would then take it up. But right now, they've kind of sent out a telegraph here, look, we're on board for this, and so I think that the Sixth Circuit and the rest of the circuits ought to be able to read the tea leaves and realize that marriage equality is here.
What do you think, Bruce?
Well, I'm not a lawyer like Jeff is, and I do respect Jeff's legal experience and his perspective on this. I'm not sure the Supreme Court agreed that they're for gay marriage. I think what they said was they were going to leave it up to the states to make those decisions. And that may be a proper thing to do. Unfortunately, there are some states who have had ballot propositions where this has come up, and there have been courts that have overruled those ballot propositions, and these have been some pretty significant votes.
And that's what's happened here. These are circuit courts of multiple states overruling constitutional amendments or ballot propositions, such as Utah and other states, and maybe Arizona.
And if we look back at Roe v. Wade, I think something that whichever side of the argument you're on with Roe v. Wade, there are a lot of constitutional scholars that said that the problem with Roe v. Wade was they didn't allow the individual states to make those decisions. It became a federal mandate coming down from the Supreme Court. There's still a lot of law to come out on gay marriage, and I don't think there's hardly any Americans who are opposed to gay marriage. But it's that term marriage, I think, that gets a lot of people concerned. Certainly all the rights and privileges and responsibilities, ought to be there. But as somebody who will be married 37 years the end of this month, I think there are legitimate differences between heterosexual marriage and same-sex marriage that ought to be defined and recognized from a legal standpoint, because they are defined and recognized from a social and traditional and religious standpoint.
But see, that's exactly the problem, Bruce, is that what you're doing is you're saying, giving them a second class status by saying, well, maybe you're entitled to some of these benefits, but not all of them, or that you're not entitled to use the word marriage. And so that's been part of the problem that we had there. But this is very interesting to compare back to what was called Loving versus Virginia in the mid-60s, which outlawed, which overruled state laws, which outlawed interracial marriages. And the court let the body of law develop in the states, and let the body of and some of the circuits, as well as by the point in time where they overruled the few states that were left, including Virginia, and I might add Arizona was right there at the very same time. We were just slightly ahead of Loving versus Virginia in our state court system, but then when 34 states had made it lawful, they then stepped in and told the rest of them, look, get on board here. Mm. And so that may be kind of where we're going with this, in a way, as the Supreme Court's letting this body of law develop. But I predict if the Sixth Circuit comes up with a contrary ruling, we'll see a case go to the Supreme Court rather quickly.
Yeah, that's why I said it's a developing issue.
All right. I want to move on. Bruce Ash's commentary, which is running on this station. This is what I believe. Bruce does these weekly commentaries. And this week, his commentary really took a big swing at the Democrats, calling them deceptive, dishonest and deceitful, running a deceptive and dishonest campaign where candidates, Democratic candidates, are posing as moderates to get elected.
Well, they're running against the President of the United States, who is held in not very high regard all across the country. And many of the same people who are running away from him are the same people who have voted for nearly everything that he has proposed or stood for. When in the case of Felicia, who's running for Attorney General, she comes on this station last week comparing herself to a Kennedy Democrat. But at the same time, she is definitely surrounded by liberals. She is supported by liberals. And all of the things that she says that she'll keep an open mind on, that just has not been the case. She's been on decidedly approaching this job from a liberal standpoint. And I just think that it's better to say who you are and what you believe in. And I'm just not sure that she's doing that or other candidates as well. Fred Duvall, an independent, I don't think I've ever heard anybody call Fred Duvall an independent except Fred Duvall.
Jeff, what do you
Here's what's happening to Arizona. Arizona is becoming a much more moderate state. And we have an element of our party that is kind of like the Tea Party element in the Republican Party, but they haven't taken control of our party. The moderates have tamped them down. And that's not what has happened to the Republican Party. The Republican Party is getting pulled further to the right, further to the right. And if you don't go out to the extreme right as a candidate, they threaten to run somebody against you in a primary. So what we've done as Democrats, particularly over the last 10 or 12 years that I've been deeply involved, is we have looked very carefully at candidates and tried to agree upon moderate candidates that we believe reflect mainstream values in Arizona. For instance, something that has become a mainstream value in all of America is what we just talked about, marriage equality. And that is something that we have embraced, and we've embraced it excitedly. However, the Republicans still haven't embraced that. And the other thing that we've embraced is immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship, with recognizing that we're not going to deport or self-deport 11 to 12 million people. And the Republican Party can't get on board with that either. And in both of these cases, we're seeing large, large majorities of the American public support that. And in the case of Felicia Rodellini, we have someone here who had a stellar career as a prosecutor and then doing something that was very important, something my friend Vince Robigo did too, which was prosecute these civil fraud cases against firms like Arthur Anderson, who caused investors to lose millions and millions of dollars in the Baptist Foundation case and other fraud cases like that. So Felicia is a traditional, and she did a lot of great work when she was the head of the banking agency for Janet Napolitano. So, you know, she's a mainstream person that you know, could be, you know, a Democrat or a Republican, but not a Republican today. Maybe a Republican 20, 30 years ago before the Republican Party got held hostage by the Tea Party. I think most of our candidates do reflect mainstream values of Arizona.
And hold your thought, Bruce, because I know you've got one, but we do need to take a break. The first break of the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pests and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ashes here and Jeff Rogers. The Face-Off presented by Moe's Gowrie and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgowrie.com and on Facebook. Bruce, you're up to the plate. Jeff was saying Felicia might have been more like 20 years ago, more, what were your, how did you phrase that?
Well, I mean, she's pretty moderate. I mean, she's somebody that, I mean, there's a lot of moderate Democrats who could have been Republicans 20 years ago, but the Republican Party's just been taken over by an extreme element that, that's going to cost them.
There you go, Bruce.
Okay, well. Hard to compete with Jeff. And by the way, Jeff probably, you know, serving as county chairman and being involved in so many elections, this is a guy who has probably been the most formidable Democrat county chairman in this state in the last 25 years. So, we have fought like cats and dogs over the years, but I have great respect for him. Mm-hmm. Felicia, though, is a product of a liberal education. She's a product of a liberal indoctrination. She is definitely somebody who I don't think Arizonans can trust against throwing a monkey wrench. Let's just say that Republicans run the table in the statewide elections, and she's elected as Attorney General. Look. She wants to run for U.S. Senate in 2016, and she's probably the Democrats' best chance for U.S. Senate, running against John McCain or whoever the nominee for the Republican Party happens to be at that time. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit if in the last 2 years of the Obama presidency, it would be somebody like Felicia who would go rogue on Arizonans, because the devil's in the details. She says that, you know, she doesn't like what the EPA is doing with the coal-fired plant. She says that she doesn't favor what the Consumer Protection Agency is doing to people here in the state. But the devil's in the details, and we've seen these deathbed sort of confessions happen with plenty of political office holders in the past, and we just can't take a chance that this might occur in the state of Arizona.
Remember, Bruce, she started her career working for Republican Attorney General Grant Wood.
All right, Jeff, give me some of your picks. We may not see you before Election Day. We always enjoy having you on the program, but we may not see you before Election Day. Let's go through some of your picks.
Huh? Well, I think that the Barber-McSally race is too close to call right now.
Okay.
I think it'll depend upon if we can put together the ground game. We believe we can. If we can, we can win that race. I don't think it's going to be won on the airwaves with negative ads. I'd say Sinema is safe in Phoenix. I'd say that Kirkpatrick is safe. I don't see that race shaping up to be all that competitive. The easiest races for me to predict statewide, I think, are the I think that the Attorney General's race is going to go to Rodolini. I think David Garcia should win handily. I think Terry Goddard should win handily for Secretary of State, and I think it's going to be a brutal, tough battle for us and for the Republicans in that governor's race. I think it's going to be tight all the way to the end, kind of like the Carmona race was a couple of years ago. I think we're going to have to fight, and much like the Barber campaign, it's going to depend upon whether our ground troops can turn out the vote.
You think Diane Douglas, the Republican for school chiefs, will win, Bruce?
I do, because Common Core is a very, very big issue, not just here in Arizona, but across the country. And where people have been running against Common Core, they've been winning elections. And Diane, when she served on a governing board up in Maricopa County of a very, very significant school district, comported herself as a real consensus builder, somebody who worked within the system, and her district was a very successful district, good grades for the various schools there. Diane Douglas is very committed to changing education so that teachers, administrators, and parents have more control over how schools are being run.
Any other picks you want to disagree with Jeff about?
Well, certainly the Attorney General race is going to be a hotly contested race. I happen to think a great deal of Mark Brnovich. I mean, whatever, you know, we may think in terms of their respective positions, you know, he has carved out his niche just like Felicia has as well.
Well, except he spent quite a bit of his career as representing the Goldwater Institute. Talk about a political hack. I mean, that's not a professional job for a lawyer. That's a political hack. And, you know, that's exactly what Tom Horn has taught us we need to avoid. We need to avoid somebody who's going to politicize the biggest law enforcement job in Arizona.
Yeah, well, nice try. Mark Brnovich is a guy with ideals, and I think some of the best lawyering in Arizona is coming out of the Goldwater Institute. You may not agree with that, but certainly when Clint Bolick makes a phone call to somebody around the country saying that that law center is going to pursue a particular issue, they stand up and take notice. I think when we look at our local races, the one that I am actually most interested in, and maybe Jeff has an opinion on this as well, is TUSD Governing Board. Because we talk a lot about the future of Tucson, and TUSD is really at the heart of a lot of the problems that we have here in the city of Tucson and the surrounding area. And, you know, Adelita Grijalva couldn't even get the endorsement of the local Democratic Party.
She got the endorsement of the Chamber of Commerce, though, didn't she?
Well,
as did the other one that I'm backing, Jennifer Darland.
Yeah, they did.
The Chamber of Commerce backed the two best candidates because, you know what? The Chamber of Commerce and the Southern Arizona Leadership Council and many of these groups that are traditionally Republican, they know how Republicans have devastated Arizona and got us to the point where we're dead last in per pupil funding. And that's why, you know, we're going to win a lot of these races because people people are really upset about what Republicans have done to the educational system in Arizona.
And people are very upset about the current status of TUSD,
okay.
Facing an enormous deficit and all kinds of fraud and corruption in that district. It's a sad, sad case.
All right. Bruce Ash, Jeff Rogers, thank you both very much. I hope you both have a great week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Go Cats.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's is at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. And, of course, they're on Facebook. And we highly recommend Moe and his family for any of your framing needs. They will do a great job, museum-quality work out of Moe. And thank you, Moe, for sponsoring every Monday our Monday Political Face-Off. General John Wickham is coming up at the bottom of the hour. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A number of states moving to complete the legal formalities to allow so-called same-sex marriage after the Supreme Court today rejected appeals from five states seeking to prohibit such unions. Officials at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital Dallas say they're using an experimental drug to treat Thomas Eric Duncan, who was diagnosed with Ebola last week after recently arriving from Liberia. Two Pakistani intelligence officials say a suspected U.S. drone strike on a Taliban compound in the North Waziristan tribal region has killed at least four terrorists. Stocks lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 4 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index trading 13 points in the red, and the S&P 500 Index is 1 point lower. More details at srnnews.com.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:35 on this Monday afternoon on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we are live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com once a month on the program, usually the first Monday afternoon of the month. We welcome General John Wickham, the Buckmaster Show Military and Foreign Affairs Contributor. General Wickham was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987 and Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. He served a total of 41 years in the Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley and joins us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill, and glad to be on your great program, as usual.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to tap into your expertise on Korea. There's been some very interesting developments concerning North Korea and some of the intelligence pointing the way that, here we go again, a launch of some new missiles perhaps imminent.
That could be that they're pushing technology because they have nuclear weapons. As we've talked on in the past, they have at least six nuclear weapons. They've tested them, small yield, but still they're nuclear, and they have the makings of at least six more. What they do not have is a intercontinental ballistic missile capability, and that's what they've been working on, trying to launch satellites to prove that they can get it. And so they may very well be doing some more missile launching to see if they've got a weapon. Now, would they ever use it against the United States? No. But the fact that they would have something like that could act as a deterrent to aggressive actions against them. So that's the trouble. And as I've said in the past, the real downside of all of this, unless we can get some kind of nuclear talks progress with North Korea, the South Korean nation of about 40 million people and the Japanese nation of about 100 million people, they have the capabilities to build nuclear weapons probably within months based on materials that they have left over from their nuclear power plants. So, and they may very well feel that the time has come to go nuclear. And so I think we as a nation have got to really move with some alacrity to get the North Koreans to sit down and let's talk about the future.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have any questions or comments for General Wickham, he would be happy to entertain them. Getting back to North Korea, it just seems like, General, that every time we have these issues going on in the Middle East, now with ISIS, North Korea kind of rears its sort of ugly head, almost like a child, General, that's trying to get attention again.
And you're right, Bill, and part of that is the winter is fast approaching in North Korea. Having lived over there for over 3 years, my family and me, I understand the weather. And so the North Koreans are anxious. They're worried about famine. They're worried about cold. And so by beginning to make some noises, let's sit down and talk with the South Koreans. What they're really looking forward to is some economic help with energy and with food with a forthcoming winter. And that's what they're about, I think, right now.
All right, General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, and we'll be going very shortly to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan is ready with a question for you, General, concerning China. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, I have been concerned for years about the fact that China takes our steels, actually, our R&D that we spent billions of dollars on, and we're afraid to even say anything to them about it. And number two is that don't you think that China is feigning giving a ballistic missile to North Korea, and we're afraid that they might do it?
Okay. General?
Dan, excellent points you've made, and you're exactly right. China is the ace in the hole, and we've got to work more closely with the Chinese. We do. John Kerry and others have talked to the leadership in China, and I've been over in China about 8 times visiting and talked with senior leadership, including the prime minister years ago, about North Korea. And their answers back to me and others are North Korea is one of our allies, perhaps our closest, but they do not listen to any advice. And every time we have talked to them about being much more moderate in behavior, they stiff arm us. So there's a limit to what the Chinese can do. But you're right, the Chinese do steal our military technology and commercial technology. We have raised that problem with them again and again and again. With this new prime minister, Xi Jinping, we may very well get much more stronger leadership that recognizes China's important role in the world and a much more moderate behavior from them. So I'm somewhat optimistic out of the current thing, current leadership changes in China, that we may see some movement.
All right, 12:41 on the Buckmaster Show. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan called 790-2040, our Buckmaster Show live line. You can do the same and speak with the general. While we're waiting for your call, I want to talk with the general about the latest mission of deploying U.S. military to West Africa concerning the Ebola outbreak. This is somewhat of a departure, General, of the traditional role of the United States military.
Exactly, and I think it's a commendable action by the president to sort of provide leadership to the rest of the world. We have got to, as a global community, eliminate this scourge, Ebola, lest it move into other countries. I just read on the internet that Spain may have the first case of Ebola that's sort of morphed from West Africa into a European nation. And so unless we kill this thing, it could very well have a pandemic effect. And so by moving quickly with the U.S. military, we can put up hospitals, and we're doing that now in Liberia and Sierra Leone. And with construction help, we can provide some medical help, kits to help the people. But we've really got to move with alacrity. And that's why I think the president's action is sort of one of enlightened leadership, that we can make a difference here.
Well, this is very personal for you. I understand your granddaughter is going to be deployed over there.
Well, she's been on orders. That's right. Our granddaughter, military police lieutenant, has been on orders with her platoon to go to Liberia. And we've got our fingers crossed that perhaps it won't have to happen, but that's right. It does have some profound effect on concerns.
Well, can you recall, General, this, as I said, it is a departure. It's unusual for the military to take this kind of a humanitarian role. Of course, we know the military will do this in the wake of a hurricane disaster or something like that, but this is unusual.
Well, no, we've done it, Bill. You remember with Haiti.
Yes.
After the devastation there from the earthquake and the mm-hmm. storms. We've done it in the Dominican Republic. We've done it in Panama. We've done it elsewhere in the Western Hemisphere. So the military is capable of doing this to move with speed. And the National Guard can help. That's one of the reasons we have had a National Guard since the founding of our country, is to be able to move with alacrity in our states. And the governors have that authority to do that and to move the force to deal with some sort of serious crisis problem. So I think it's built into the military, and fortunately we have that kind of capability and dedication of young men and women that are willing to do that.
All right, General, while you were speaking, we had a call. The caller could not stick around, but our ace producer, Rose, has put the question up for me to ask you quickly here before the break. If the deployed military were to contract Ebola, how would they be treated and where? And I think that's a question that a lot of people are worried about, General.
A fundamental question. You're exactly right. I pondered that, so is my wife and our granddaughter's family and others. If you pick it up. My guess is that, my conclusion is that we have in place and will be deploying with these forces teams of people that will provide care, coverage, the medical coverage, and analysis of conditions if anything crops up. And of course, no symptoms show up if you do contract something for about 3 weeks. That would mean that they come back to the United States, they would be isolated, these units, for at least 3 weeks to detect any symptoms. And if there are symptoms, we have the capabilities in the United States, as the CDC has reassured us again and again, to deal with it in a very effective way. There's no threat to the United States.
All right, General Wickham, please stay with us through the break as we listen to the outstanding people who support our work here in Southern Arizona. We'll come back with General Wickham again, 790-2040, for questions and comments for General Wickham. We'll be right back.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven
woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. And it seems like this fall there's a different event going on every weekend. Coming up, the Red Dot Art Weekend. Come and celebrate the visual arts on the upcoming Columbus Day weekend. You can find out about the great places to stay and things to do by visiting their website, southwestnewmexico.org, as the full listing of dozens of places to stay in the area, including Georgetown Cabins. Again, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Have a great weekend over in Silver City. Let's welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. General John Wickham is with us, former Chief of Staff of the United States Army. General, there's been a lot of second-guessing over the Joint Chiefs Chairman Dempsey and some of the things he said about what would be the best way to deal with the militant Islamic State. And some, of, like Senator McCain, have actually said that perhaps he should step aside.
Yeah, this is terrible politicking going on. We live in a season right now. It's we've been here before, where it's a very negative activity. And General Dempsey, like the president and all senior leaders, take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. These are people who are devoted to the United States and its security. And you've got to trust in their judgment. And you've got to trust that they read the intelligence carefully and they're doing right by the nation. And to attack them publicly, the way Senator McCain and some of the others are doing, I think is very un-American and injudicious at this time. So I don't think it's right. Now, people can have different views about our foreign policy and may disagree with the president and may think that we're not being aggressive enough going after the Islamic State. I understand that, but that's not the forum in which to attack the policy by going after individual leaders.
The so-called boots on the ground controversy about dealing with the Islamic State, whether air power alone can diminish their capacity. Again, give us your view on that, please, General.
Is doing a job. And there's going to be debate about this. People are going to say, oh, no, it's not doing enough. The conservatives are saying we aren't doing enough because basically the conservatives, in my humble opinion, want to find everything they can to say negative about the current administration in Washington. So they're going to say that the air power is not doing enough. But let me tell you, the drone attacks and Apache helicopter attacks and attacks from naval aircraft are destroying vehicles at nighttime in bad weather, and they're causing the Islamic State people, their leaders, to reposition their capabilities and to have fear about what they're doing. When they realize they're losing people and losing their capabilities to martial military capabilities, and also when they're losing their ability to generate oil from refineries that are being blown up. So the air attacks are helpful. Now, are they going to be enough? No. You're going to need some ground combat capabilities. We're going to have to get the Iraqi army much more better equipped. The same with the Peshmerga, the military of the Kurds, to be involved, and also the Free Syrian Army to do this. That's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but that's the ground forces that are going to do it. For the people that are saying we need to get over there and have another war with U.S. boots on the ground, U.S. combat divisions on the ground, we do not have the capabilities to do this. We cannot solve the Middle Eastern problems ourselves. We don't have the wisdom, we don't have the patience, and we don't have the resources to do it.
All right, General, we're going to go back to the Buckmaster Show live line. Christopher has a comment about President Obama. Go ahead, Christopher.
Yes, my question to you, General, is last week there was a report stating that the president only read the presidential daily briefings that he gets from the intelligence community about a little over 40% of the time. What are your thoughts on that, number one? Number two, do you think his lack of reading the daily briefing kind of allowed for him to underestimate ISIS and calling them a JV team in January of 2014? And third, do you think it was a mistake on his behalf to have withdrawn completely from that region, hence allowing a vacuum for ISIS? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good, very good points, excellent points. I don't know where, Bill, you get your listeners from with all their education, but
they're the best.
Good points. Let me take the last first.
All right.
About Iraq. Why did we leave Iraq? The reason was that the Iraqi government, from Maliki and their parliament, refused to give us a status of forces agreement which would protect our military from their laws. And for us to have sort of said, well, okay, we'll stay over there anyway, would mean that everybody would, our military could go into their prisons and face their criminal justice system and face their laws. We've never done that in any other country, and we refuse to allow that to be done. And so we were right to take our forces out if you're not going to give us the status of forces agreement. Could we have broken their backs to make them agree to it? We tried that, and they disagreed, even though the Republicans would like to say that we folded too soon. Now, does Obama read the daily intelligence? I don't know. My guess is this is a man who loves this country, who has taken an oath to the Constitution, and is doing the right things. If I were there, and I've been associated with President Reagan and President Ford, and these men do read the intelligence. They do listen to advisors. They have to do that, and they worry about things. So if they're not doing things on the spur of the moment, or the seat of their pants. So to claim that they do is wrong. So I'm convinced that we have the right leaders at the right time. It doesn't mean we necessarily as citizens agree with everything they're doing, and we can have our own debates about that. But give these people credit for trying to do the right things at the right time.
Okay, and quickly, the third part of his question, underestimating ISIS, and we're about out of time, General.
We did also underestimate that, and that goes back because we've underestimated the role of this barbaric form of Islam that has grown up over centuries from Islam. and it is Wahhabism is the another name for the ideology. Wahhabism is the religious form of faith in Saudi Arabia. The Wahhabi prophet years ago, centuries ago, made a deal with the Al Saud family in Saudi Arabia. We will support you in the monarchy if you will give us total control over education of your people. And that agreement was made. And it's grown, it's morphed into this current form.
All right,
so we were all blindsided by it.
General, I'm going to have to run. Thank you so much. Great questions today from our...
Excellent. Always good questions.
Thank you. I hope you have a great week. Thank you, General, for being
God
with
bless.
Us. Thanks a lot. General John Wickham, bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9, and then 4 Tucson at 4, coming up this afternoon with Mike Shaw. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.